Hello. Welcome to Blacter. Join me as I examine the best of black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Blacter. I'm your host, Gabe Moses. Today's episode is dedicated to Louis Armstrong, a famous trumpeter and singer. Throughout the episode, I'll be talking about how we came to know Armstrong as Satchmo through his unbelievable talent as a jazz musician and one of the most popular artists of all time. So, let's get into it. Louis Daniel Armstrong was born on August 4th, 1901, in New Orleans, Louisiana. His father was a factory worker and eventually abandoned the family after his son's birth. His mother was a maid and a prostitute. She sometimes left her son with his grandmother while she went out to make money. Armstrong left school in fifth grade and began working to help support the family. He worked a job collecting junk and delivering coal. He would often sing for his bosses while on the job. On New Year's Eve in 1912, Armstrong fired his stepfather's gun and was arrested for disturbing the peace. He was sent to the Colored Waifs Home for Boys. There, Armstrong began to play the cornet and instantly fell in love with music. 2 years later, he left the program with a music career on his mind. Armstrong worked a number of jobs while earning recognition as a blues player. Joe King Oliver, a cornet player, became Armstrong's mentor while also giving him some lessons on the instrument. By 1918, Armstrong had married Daisy Parker, who was a prostitute. Soon, he adopted a 3-year-old boy. The child's mother, Armstrong's cousin, died in childbirth. Throughout the next few years, Armstrong was establishing himself as a fine musician in local jazz clubs. In 1922, he joined a Creole jazz band playing second cornet in Chicago. The next year, he was recording his first solo called Chimes Blues. This put Armstrong on a higher pedestal, and there was no looking back from here. Through his knowledge on swing and jazz music, and collaboration with other ambitious working musicians, Armstrong would go on to produce music under OK Records. His band was called Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five. From 1925 to 1928, the band made over 60 records. During this time, Armstrong switched from the cornet to the trumpet. His talent continued to be seen in Chicago for years to come. He would also pick up the piano after working alongside Earl Hines while playing at a club in Pittsburgh. The two of them teamed together to record a number of jazz records, including Weather Bird and West End Blues. In 1929, Armstrong went to New York and landed a role on Broadway in a production of Connie's Hot Chocolates. That same year, he recorded with more and more artists and musicians. OK Records allowed Armstrong to record covers of songs like I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Stardust, and Body and Soul. The world would soon hear the distinct and unique voice of Louis Armstrong. His voice and musical talents led him to working with singers such as Bing Crosby, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, and Ella Fitzgerald.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode. By the 1930s, Louis Armstrong was known as Satchmo. Throughout this decade, he began to appear in movies as an actor and a musician. It didn't take long for Satchmo to receive racist reviews from critics and other viewers. Perhaps his talent was too good to be true, and he was becoming more well-known than some white musicians. After a while, years of blowing high notes had taken a toll on Armstrong's lips, and he took a short hiatus in Europe to rest his lips. Armstrong returned to Chicago in 1935 without a band and without a recording contract. His lips were still sore, but he was determined to get back on track. Joe Glasser owned and managed the club where Armstrong started up his career again. With the help of Glasser, Armstrong soon had a brand new band and was recording for Decca Records. In 1936, Armstrong became the first African-American jazz musician to write an autobiography called Swing That Music. The next year, he became the first African-American entertainer to host a nationally sponsored radio show. Armstrong continued to appear in major films alongside Mae West, Martha Raye, and Dick Powell. Within the next 10 to 15 years, he released major hits like Struttin' With Some Barbecue, Blueberry Hill, and La Vie en Rose. Armstrong signed with Columbia Records in the mid-50s and continued to make some of his best music yet. His jazz rendition of Mack the Knife received many high praises. However, Armstrong began to lose popularity with jazz fans in his fellow black community. They criticized him for his old-fashioned style. With the civil rights movement starting up, Armstrong's audience thought he was outdated. In the 1960s, Armstrong would make his final impressions in the world of music. In December of 1963, he recorded the title number for Hello Dolly. In 1964, the record hit number one on the pop charts. In 1967, Armstrong recorded his most famous hit, What a Wonderful World. This jazz ballad included the famous lyrics, I see trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The song became a hit around the world and would be an anthem for many films to come, including Good Morning Vietnam. By 1968, Armstrong's music career was taking a toll on his health. He began to have heart and kidney problems, which forced him to stop performing by the end of the 60s. By the summer of 1970, Armstrong started to perform live again. Unfortunately, he suffered a heart attack by the end of that summer. Louis Armstrong passed away in his sleep on July 6, 1971, at his home in Queens, New York. He was 69 years old. Louis Satchmo Armstrong will not be forgotten. His music continues to live on and be recognized to this day. Over the years, he's received Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Armstrong has not only paved the way for black jazz musicians and performers, but has inspired many genres of music with his original flair. His innovations as a trumpeter and singer will live on in music history forever. Play us out, Satch.
but love. But I did it.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Gabe J. Moses. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts to get updates on new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Until next time, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black Artists Matter.